I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today I want to dive into coaching to creativity. We were all born with a creative gene. Yes, science says, according to George Land, that we were all born with the creative gene. That means every single one listening to this podcast and every person you are connected to in life has creativity living and breathing inside of them, just waiting to be unlocked and waiting to be unleashed and waiting to be tapped into and waiting to be explored and just let go. And we as adults find ourselves many times thinking, I do not have a creative bone in my body. I do not know how to create. I am not a creative person. I am not an artsy fartsy person. I do not have any new ideas. I like to follow the rules. Give me the policy. Give me the procedure. Tell me how it's done. I want the instructions. I need to know how to get from point A to point B. And I do not color outside the lines. I have been taught to color inside the lines, and this is how I do life. And as we have grown up from the time we were little people in school, where in kindergarten it's okay to scribble and color outside the lines, and then we go to first grade and second grade, and we all of a sudden are going to art class, and we're learning how to do shading, and we're learning how to color inside the lines, and that a rabbit is appropriately colored brown, black, or white, and it shouldn't be a pink rabbit with polka dots, and the grass should be green. We shouldn't be coloring the grass all the colors of the rainbow. And all of a sudden, the creativity gene that we're born with and we just can't help but explore and utilize as a small child all of a sudden gets put into the framework of this box and this rule following and this precision of hard and fast boundaries that we become accustomed to and become our comfort zone. And all of a sudden, creativity begins to become diminished in our lives. Yet we're still born with that gene, and it's still ever present in each one of us. So what the heck happens? Why does that change? Well, just like I outlined, over time, we are programmed based on school and programmed based on following order and following the rules and following the regulations and problem solving within the framework and confines of whatever job we're in or whatever classroom we're in or whatever group we are in. We begin to subject our creative thinking to the confines of that structure. George Land, who is a professor and scientist, has an amazing TED talk out there about creativity. And he did a test back in 1968 where him and a group of his colleagues conducted a research experiment where they took 1,600 children beginning at the age of 5 and presented them with a creativity test. And this test was one that they provided to NASA employees or even prior to employment to find out how innovative and creative these people were that they were bringing in to be their engineers and scientists. And based on the results of this creativity test, NASA would hire or choose not to hire these people. So George and his colleagues presented this test to this group of 1,600 children beginning at the age of 5. And the results were astounding. At the age of 5, 98% of them passed with flying colors. I shouldn't say passed, but tested positive for being creative. It just flowed out of them. It was such an easy thing for them as a 5-year-old. So this group of researchers followed this same cohort of children, these 1,600 children, all the way through for 15 years. And they tested this same group again when they were 10 years old. They presented them once again with this creativity test. The results again were astounding. This group of 1,600 children went from 98% in the creativity test down to 30%. Only 30% of these children found themselves and thought themselves as being creative. And when they did the test only 5 years later, now these 1,600 children were now 15-year-olds. They presented the creativity test again, and only 12% of these 1,600 children saw themselves as creative. Only in a 10-year span of time, they went from 98% of feeling the freedom and having the freedom and operating the freedom of being creative down to only 12%. Along the same timeline, they tested adults as well. They had a group of over 280,000 adults that they presented the creativity test to, and the results were stunning. Only 2% of adults found themselves to be creative. And to me, that number was startling and shocking, because for me personally, I grew up in a very creative home where creativity was explored and encouraged through music, through art, through thinking outside the box, to play, to imagination, and it was encouraged and empowered and inspired. And I was shocked to hear that only 2% of adults are creative. Because I know in my life, I'm so grateful to think through that I've had teachers in my life that pushed creativity and wanted creativity. And I was in a safe place with those teachers and in those classrooms and in those jobs where they empowered and encouraged thinking outside the box and using your imagination and coming up with new ideas to problem solve and to just do music or art or project work. I had those people in my life, so that gene of creativity inside of me was constantly nurtured and constantly groomed and constantly poured into by the people and the mentors, my parents, the teachers, all of those people in my life. And it made me pause, and it made me wonder, and it also made me sad to think that between the ages of 5 to adulthood, how quickly we lose that ability to use our imagination, to be creative, to be innovative, to have breakthrough ideas, because we get caught in the confines of our jobs. We get caught in the confines of what is the norm, of how things should be done, or the construct of how things should operate. Some of the biggest barriers that I know that I have ever faced in my creativity, some of those places that I've been stonewalled, some of those places that I have found myself shutting down, were in those moments where I was not in a safe place to try out something new. So being creative does take a level of vulnerability. Why? Because you could totally fail. Creativity is putting yourself out there. It is taking a risk. It is being vulnerable to try something new, to create, whether it's in art and sculpting and painting or It's in music, to do a new song or try a new melody, to try a new rhythm. Or in dance, it's to try a new dance move or expression through your body. If it's in business, it's coming up with an idea. It's thinking outside the box of new ways to problem solve. It might be in interior design. It might be in marketing or technology or website design or hair cutting. You're cutting hair or you're a nail tech. All those different ways that we can be creative. But in those moments of putting ourselves out there with that new idea, that opportunity to express through art, that opportunity to be innovative, it's taking a risk that somebody may not like what we put out for the world to see. And that, my friends, can be scary. That, my friends, can cause fear to rise up because we may feel rejection. We may all of a sudden feel like we're not good enough, or we might be embarrassed, that fear that what if they don't like me? What if I expose my thoughts and creative ideas to the world and they think I'm a fool? Well, too bad for them. But as we talk about coaching to creativity, how do we coach those teams that we work with? How do we coach our children? How do we coach people to tap into creativity so that they can thrive and grow and be innovative and cutting edge? We as leaders have to be willing, we as parents have to be willing to create those safe environments where failing is okay. Coloring outside the lines is okay. Sure, you want a polka dot purple and pink and green rabbit that's not brown, white, or pink? By gosh, do it. Let your rabbit be pink and purple and polka dotted. Color outside the lines. Figure it out. Because in that process, you might discover something amazing and something new and unique. Coaching to creativity within our teams and as parents with our children and those that we work with is creating that safe environment for them to express, to share new ideas, where they are in a judgment-free zone that, okay, so maybe that idea doesn't work. Maybe that creative thought doesn't fit the confines of where we're headed. But you know what? That's a great idea. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for doing and bringing the best of who you are to the table. Let's see how else, maybe that's an idea. We can't take all of it, but let's build upon that. Maybe that one idea, this part of it doesn't work, but let's tap into this portion. As a coach, we need to be able to draw in and tap into that creative genius within each one of our team members, within our children, so that it all of a sudden doesn't dry up. Because if we're in organizations and if we're in corporations, the way that's going to set us apart, the way that's going to keep us cutting edge is if we are tapping into our teams to be living on the edge of creativity and innovation. If we want our children to grow up and be that next inventor, the next Albert Einstein, the next George Land, we have to be willing to allow them to express and imagine the impossible. Because it's only imagining the impossible that the possible happens. I know that you can look it up on Google of how many naysayers they were about the telephone. Oh, the telephone is never going to take off. That's never going to work. You know, back in the early 1900s, the telephone was poo-pooed. But yet here we are today, walking around with cell phones where we are almost disabled without them. We function, our whole day is functioned on a small little device called a cell phone. And years ago, they laughed at that idea. Computers, ha-ha, that's never going to take off. And here we so rely on computers for our daily work. So many things that people laughed at and scoffed at and thought were terrible ideas. Here we are today in 2020 embracing all of these innovative breakthrough ideas that once were laughed at by others. Can you think if those creative people would have stopped because people laughed at them? What if they would have stopped out of fear because they were afraid their idea wasn't going to be received? Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times, but in that failure of 10,000 times, he came up with the invention of the light bulb, and all it took was that 10,001 time, first, 10,001st time, however you say that, to have that breakthrough that caused a change in how we see in our offices and in our homes and in our cars and every place that there's light and electricity. Friends, we have to be able to empower our teams to be okay with failing so that they can be those creative, resourceful, idea-generating people that they were born with, that's who they are. That creative gene, today it might be lying dormant, but from what the research says, what George Land says, is that it is just like a muscle that we have to work at. Creativity, the more we use our creative muscle, the more we tap into that, the more creative we become. The more we allow our children to be creative, the more we allow our teams to be creative and innovative, the more ideas they're going to generate, the more talent and expression that's going to come. The more, if we think about musicians and artists, the more that they are playing their instrument, the more that they are tapping into doing sculpting or painting or dancing, the more that hairstylist is cutting hair, the more that nail tech is painting nails, the more that interior designer is putting together rooms and furniture, the more that landscaping artist is doing landscaping or architect is doing architecture, the more innovative they are becoming and coming up with those breakthrough ideas that will potentially change the future of how we do work, of how we do music, of how we embrace creativity. Friends, we as leaders, we as parents have to help our teams, have to help our children overcome the fears to step into creativity. Today, for today's podcast, I want my challenge to be to you as a leader, as a coach, as a parent, what are the steps that you can begin to take to encourage your teams, to encourage your children, to encourage the people that you serve and that you coach? What things can you begin to put in place that begin to give them space to create, that give them space to begin to come up with ideas in a safe place, that there's no such thing as a bad idea. There's no such thing as a wrong thought. Maybe that's so thinking out of the box, but awesome that you came up with that creative, amazing idea. Maybe we can't do anything with that idea today, but holy smokes, keep that in your pocket. Let's parking lot that. Let's come back to that, because what if that's tomorrow's breakthrough in innovation? Teaching our children to continue to press in and color outside the lines, to continue to be photographers and to play their music and to practice their music, to be the ones that are the scientists that are mixing in the kitchen and coming up with new recipes. All of those simple ways that we can empower our kids to continue to be creative. We can begin to take those simple challenges of coaching to creativity with our teams, with our children. We can begin to strengthen that creativity gene and that muscle with the people that we serve. Today, that is my challenge to you. It's time to coach to creativity. It's time to step in and pull out the gold within your teams, within your children, within the groups of people that you serve. Because my friends, there are more than meets the eye that your people are thinking about, that your children are thinking about, that are tomorrow's breakthrough ideas and innovation. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day. Hi, friends. If you like what you heard today, you can subscribe to my Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And please leave a review. I would love to hear from you. Also, you can find out more about me by visiting my website at bethanyconway.com or check out and like my Facebook page.